Hey guys, this is Alex.
And this is Drew.
And today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we're taking a look at Reverse Flash, Flashpoint number one by Scott Collins and Joel Gomez, and then Flashpoint number one by Jeff Johns, Andy Kubert, and Sandra Hope. Lego! My intro. Through some Eggos, waffles.
I bet so.
Probably burns a lot of calories.
Man, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have changed the my dream. Power that I want. That's a thing, because even Quicksilver has an extremely high metabolic. That's actually how they science Quicksilver. I don't know if it's the same for Flash, but like the science behind Quicksilver, I think, is like his mutation is like an extreme metabolic rate, which is what gives him his speed.
I don't know.
Like, everything's faster. So, you're just burning calories way quicker and way more-er.
More-er.
He even has to eat more-er.
Mm-hmm.
See, I eat like Quicksilver does. it's a problem. Don't we all?
He just doesn't need to run faster then.
Yeah. if you eat also at the rate of Quicksilver, tweet at us, hashtag hot dog eating champion 93. what's up, Drew?
Hey,
how you been?
It feels like it's been eons since I saw you last.
Yeah, we'll see if eagle-eyed viewers can contradict that statement.
Yes.
We're jumping in with more Flash today. It's going to be another quick Flash of an episode, so hopefully you were okay with that format last time. There's just so much. We haven't figured out the best way to cover these massive events that are so good. They're the best parts of comics, in my opinion, where it, like, that's comics in a nutshell, right? That's why the MCU is so awesome. Like, just this massive collection of stories that comes together in this giant culmination of just awesome. But we can't do that the same way that we do some of our other episodes, where it's just like we do one or two issues and we take our time and we go deep on them, because then suddenly the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast is the Flash podcast, you know, and then we only talk about Flash. And then for listeners that don't like the Flash, or it's like, Flash, they're like, well, I'll just not listen. And then, you know, we don't get to do this anymore. So we're figuring out the flow. Tell us what you think about the flow. Give us some feedback. Do you like this? Do you hate us? Why are you listening? If you hate us, what's going on here? But before all of that, have you added anything to your comic reading, or rather, what you've been reading, yo?
I'll go into a little bit more detail.
Mm-hmm.
From last episode.
Yeah.
I compared to the last, like, other than this episode, the episode before, like five episodes before that, I barely read anything.
Right.
But I've read a whole lot of Flashpoint books. Mm-hmm. So,
now you're reading like connected stuff too,
the tie-ins. Mm-hmm. I read some Project Superman, some Wonder Woman and the Furies, Green Arrow Industries, Lois Lane and the Resistance, Canterbury Cricket, Dead Man and the Flying Graysons, Grodd of War, Legion of Doom, and Green Lantern, and Hal Jordan.
When you said that last one, I thought you were saying, and Green Eggs and Ham. I was going to be like, oh.
Green Lantern.
Never mind. I'm not going to get into what I was going to get into.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've read it. That's not like the whole series, just the ones that lead up to Flashpoint 1. And I'm not going to talk about those right now, because the big, like, aha moment happens in Flashpoint. So I might talk a little bit about some of the things that happened in those after we cover Flashpoint 1.
For sure.
And I'm going to try to keep up on those as we go through the next few Flashpoint books, which is a lot of books, a lot more than I've read in a while. So
for sure.
What about you?
Same for me. I haven't added too much. I did go back and read, I think, Chip Zdarsky, Daredevil, added an issue or two. I'm about to jump into some X books, like all the fallout of PHOX. So there's a lot of stuff on there now, like 50 comics or so.
I mean, I saw the whole Sword of X run.
There's Excalibur Marauders is supposed to be incredible, like where there's like X-Men pirates.
Oh,
kidding me? Like, there's some good stuff on there.
My brother's been reading on Marvel Unlimited, and I got on there just the other day just to look, and I think he's probably read a couple hundred books.
Wow.
So
he's got the bug.
Yeah, he's read
a bunch. We need to have him on here.
A bunch of Star Wars ones and some X-Men ones and a few other, I think X-Men I saw. Yeah. I don't know. He's read a bunch, so.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's at least one of the Morrises is.
Still. Yeah. He's keeping your shame off your name.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot to discuss, I think we're going to jump right into.
Sounds good.
What are we doing? Reverse Flash first?
So these two books, like honestly, if you only had time to read one, like if you're like, oh, I don't want to get spoiled, I'm going to pause this and go read. You could get away with just reading Flashpoint, number one. I am only adding in Reverse Flash because if I completely confused you in the last episode with the road to Flashpoint, I think this Reverse Flash number one, Reverse Flash Flashpoint Rebirth or whatever, number one, should fill in some of the gaps. Cool. So again, I'm just going to kind of read off of my notes here.
And I'm going to listen and look pretty.
Yeah. So at the end of that Reverse Flash comic that we covered at the beginning of the last episode, he was like, I was going to be the Reverse Flash of 2015. And then he speeds off. Or I'm going to be the Flash of the 25th century, and Reverse Flash is waiting in the wings. This basically picks up right there. It's like, I was going to be the Flash of the 20th century, but Barry ruined it, so I'll have to kill my hero. And once again, there's that other thing. Where is all this coming from?
Right.
I still don't know. So this kind of tries to fill in a lot that happened. So this is when when Thawne, Eobard Thawne decides, all right, I'm just going to kill the Flash.
Right.
Which kind of goes backwards because if you were with us last episode, you've already learned that he was talking in that last page about how he can't.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like discovering that. So he's like, he runs back in time to find he's figured out time travel pretty easily. So he's like, maybe I'll go whenever he's doing a big save. No, let's back up a little more. Maybe when he just does this or that, and then he finds, what if I go right when he is getting his powers? And it shows that scene.
Right, that iconic Flash scene.
Where he's getting struck by lightning. And he was like, okay, so I'm just going to run in here and clear off all of these chemicals and everything to where, you know, he just gets struck by lightning, period, or whatever. And as he's doing that, it's like Back to the Future. And Reverse Flash starts fading out. Kind of like that picture that Marty McFly carries. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh no, look, that's not going to work. And so he goes ahead and makes it to where he's able to, you know, become Flash again. And that's whenever he kind of discovers if this is, you know, if Flash dies or if Flash does not get his powers, then I never exist. Right. So that's when he decides, well, if I can't kill him, I'm going to kill everyone he loves. And he starts with Iris, and he goes to try to kill her, and it shows all these graphic ways that he wants to kill her, but it's like, but every time, at the last second, Flash shows up and stops me. So he was like, so that's not going to work.
Right.
He was like, so what if instead of trying to kill somebody, I just try to demoralize him? And this is kind of throwing back to some of the stuff that we saw, the techniques that he discovered in that Reverse Flash comic we read. So like, he's going back, and it shows trivial things to us, but like messing up Flash's arm when he's trying to catch like a fly ball in baseball or whatever, and making it miss and just feel dejected.
Right.
But he still ends up making the best of it, and he finds he has this friend named Doug. So what do? Reverse Flash goes and deletes Doug to where Doug never existed. And it's just like,
that's pretty dark.
So it just shows Barry, and he's just like, well, I removed his childhood friend, you know, and now for the final thesis, I think he calls it. And he just decides that he's going to go. And this is why I wanted to include this book.
Mm-hmm.
It's like time for Barry Allen's mom to be removed from the equation.
Oof.
So, and then it cuts. And then he's just running in, and it shows like the last page of this book, which is the first episode, or first, I'm doing it again.
First issue.
The first issue, really, of the Flashpoint saga.
Right.
he just shows up at the door in his yellow get up saying, "Time to die, Mrs. Allen." End of book.
Wow.
And so I wanted to include that because things are about to change.
Yeah.
So we are back in time. This is like back before Flash or Barry Allen ever became the Flash. This was like when Flash or keeps really good today. when Barry Allen was just a kid.
Right.
So he was like, all right, I'm going to get rid of the problem and see what happens. And it's just kind of, that's it. And you're like, okay. So you go into the next couple books. You're like, what happens when Nora Allen is dead?
Right. How does that affect the timeline?
Yeah. So that was it. And now we will jump over to Flashpoint 1, which I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but I'm going to say it again right now. There are a whole mess of books between Reverse Flash, Flashpoint number 1, and Flashpoint number 1. I recommend you skip all of those and go straight to Flashpoint and then double back.
Right.
That's what I did. That way you can have the shock factor. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, some things are going to be spoiled for you, which we're about to do.
Right. So there's your spoiler warning.
Yeah. We're about to spoil something that happened 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So we jump into Flashpoint number 1. And so are you going to, you're going to be flipping through this. So if I miss something, stop me. So it opens up and Flash, we're just kind of getting a flashback.
I get it.
So Barry's with his mom, then gets struck by lightning and then her murder, we don't see anything about a murder, right. But he's looking at an old case file.
Just like, status unsolved.
Yeah. Nora Allen, status unsolved. And then him as Flash running around saving people, marrying Iris, the whole Flash family, which there are a bunch of people on there that I know of, but only peripherally.
Yeah.
By Flash family, I mean like Kid Flash, Wally West, and then some other ones that have powers that are pretty quick. I think one of them, no, never mind. I'm not going to speak wrongly. Mm-hmm. And then we see one of those big, is it called a splash page?
Yeah.
Where he's running along with the entirety of the DC hoop.
Basically Justice
DC
League.
Hero dumb is what I mean. Yeah, I was going to say Justice League, but there's a bunch in there that aren't necessarily Justice League. So, and it's a great panel. And you're just like, oh, yeah, they all look so awesome. And then we turn the page. Mm-hmm. And Barry Allen is asleep at his desk. Like, maybe this was all a dream.
Yeah.
That he was having, just remembering his good times. And he's like, yeah. I'm the fastest man alive. Fantastic me. And somebody comes in and they yell like, oh, there's a shootout between our hero and the Pied Piper at the Citizen Cold Museum. And as soon as you read that, you're like, oh, that's interesting. But Barry just takes off running and you can tell he wants to get his, get out of the thing so he can put his suit on with his ring, his uniform that somehow fits in a ring.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple of episodes ago.
How does that work?
If you're just now jumping in on here, the Flash has his entire uniform inside a ring.
Yeah.
It's like the best version of a ring pop.
I mean, is that really any less believable than the way that Black Panther's second suit comes out?
I don't think less believable, but I also want to know why.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, if they can get it to come out of the necklace, then there's no different than it being as small in here. But anyway.
Yeah, it's just kind of a, cool.
But there's
moving on.
There's plenty of things that I noticed in these tie-ins that I'm reading. And I'm like, oh, yeah, comic books. Sometimes you just suspend your disbelief.
Yep. Don't think about it too much.
So Barry is running off and all of a sudden he just falls down these steps.
And he notices his ring is gone.
Yeah. Just mentioned. And he goes and... Then somebody calls his name and he looks up and who's standing there? It's Nora Allen, his mother, and she's much older. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, wait, what? And Barry's like, what? If you're here, then where's dad? And she's like, oh, what are you talking about? You know, he died from a heart attack 3 years ago. And then he's just like, whoa, there's a problem. I need to go. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's thinking she's been dead since I was a kid. he wants to explain himself. He's like, I'm the Flash. I need to run off and right. go take care of this. And he was like, what? Who are you talking about? Who's the Flash? And he was like, you know, I'm the fastest Flash. Man alive. I run. I fight with the Justice League. He's like, what's the Justice League? And he's like, Superman. She was like, Superman with a hyphen, mm-hmm. probably like it's written in Nietzsche or something like that. Right. You're like, who's Superman? He's like, well, surely, you know, Batman.
Right.
And she was like, oh yeah, Batman. Everybody knows Batman.
Right.
And then we turn the page and there it is. You know, we see Batman swinging through Gotham, but it's a rather brighter Gotham than we're used to.
Yeah, and Batman looks a little different too.
Yeah, he's got a different getup. I mean, he has kind of a red.
Like a gray, black, and red theme on his costume.
And even his utility belt is red.
Mm-hmm.
And he's swinging through, and the whole place is covered in casinos.
Right.
I think one of them might even say Wayne Casino. It does. Can't remember. Mm-hmm. And he's chasing Yo-Yo, which I didn't bother to look up.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's obviously a minion of Joker, mm-hmm. because he asks, where's the Joker? And then he goes on to ask, where are Judge's Dent's kids? Where are his twins? And she doesn't answer. And, you know, that's kind of important. Judge Dent.
Right.
I don't know a ton about the bat world, but Dent.
Harvey Dent.
Harvey. I was going to say Arthur Dent. Yeah. Arthur Dent is from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Harvey Dent is not a judge as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, he's a DA.
Yeah.
Defense attorney. Yeah.
So it's just like in this, whatever's happening here, Dent has climbed the ladder
right.
to become a judge.
If you didn't know, Harvey Dent is an iconic Batman villain, Two-Face.
Yes. And then she doesn't help, so he's just like, all right, enough with you. And he just pitches her off the roof.
Yeah.
And she's just falling, and like you're like, well, okay.
Now, you take a second to explain why that's significant because, for those that don't know, like, the code of Batman.
Yeah, all of the DC, well, I can't say all because I don't know all of them, but like, superheroes in general, but DC heroes, you know, they follow a code. They're not going to kill somebody.
Right.
And here we have Batman throwing a bad guy off the mm-hmm. roof without a care.
Yeah. There's a few others. I mean, Marvel isn't as strict with that. Like, Spider-Man doesn't kill.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Rogers, I think, doesn't kill, but not all of them. But for sure, Batman, if he, in my mind, is the one that represents that ideal the most, I think, in my mind. Just like Batman doesn't kill.
Yeah. But this guy just did that. But we see that Cyborg runs in.
Yeah.
And catches her right before she lands and basically gets up on the roof with him. And he turns around and he's like, Cyborg's telling Batman, he's like, we need your help. And we turn around and there's this whole line of people. And we don't understand what it is. It's just like a bunch of heroes. Can I look at that real quick?
Yeah.
So just to mention some, and I'm going to mention the names that I know them by, not necessarily what we think of them. We've got a Captain Cold there. I think there's one of them might be Sandman. There's Ragman, mm-hmm. A Green Lantern, Abin Sur.
Is this a Green Arrow?
No, that's Ragman.
Oh, okay.
And
getting Robin vibes from this.
That's actually the Shazam kids.
Oh, gotcha. And yeah, see, I don't know any of these people.
I think either Element Man or Mr. Element. There's a few that I don't know as much. They're more on my periphery.
Yeah, more abstract. Is this like a Justice League type squad?
Kind of, yeah. He's just trying to assemble them.
Right.
So where did it go? Okay, so we see them, and you kind of have a chance to look at them and be like, oh, look at all these guys that they're trying to pull together. Right. And then we jump away, and we're back with Barry. So he's kind of confused, and he's decided... need to go find Iris.
Right.
So he goes to the newspaper. Sometimes things jump around. If you have a reporter in DC, you never know from generation to generation if they're going to be newspaper reporters or like video journalists. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember what this one is. But anyway, he's going to check, and it's not important right now. He goes to find, he's asking for he's asking for Iris West. And they're like, do you mean Iris? Oh, sorry, Iris Allen. He's like, do you mean Iris West? And they kind of point over to her, and he sees her, and he's about to go over. But before he has a chance to talk to her, some other dude swoops in and just starts kissing her.
Ooh.
And you're just like, what?
Feels bad, man.
Yeah, and so he's just like, I don't know what this is. I need to get out of here. So he leaves the building, and I didn't catch this the first time. Mm-hmm. I caught it this morning as I was taking notes. His mom's out there, and somebody says, "It's nice to see you alive and well, Miss Allen." And if you look closely, the Reverse Flash has just zipped into the scene, and he's going so fast that nobody sees him, but we see his red and mainly yellow, mm-hmm. and then zips off, and she turns around, and she's like, what? And Barry's asking his mom, he's like, do I have a car? She's like, no. Well, can I borrow yours?
Right.
So then we jump back to Gotham, and those kids that we were talking about, mm-hmm. one of them's like, he's real. So this is kind of interesting. It kind of makes me think of the way that we see many Justice League things open up, where maybe they've heard stories of other people, but sometimes you just think they're myths.
Right.
So apparently to some of these people, Batman is just a myth. Mm-hmm. So you're like, he looks older than I thought. And someone's like, yeah, he's been doing this a lot longer than we have. And then this is the part that you can get a whole lot more insight into if you read some of the tie-ins. But Cyborg just drops a line that has a whole lot of weight on it.
Right.
He's just describing, he's like, so, you know, with the war between the Amazons and the Atlanteans, mm-hmm. we lost 100 million dead whenever Atlantis flooded the west of Europe, and 32 million when the Amazons took over the United Kingdom. As New Themyscira. And he's like, we have to take them down. Who's with me? And
so specifically, you have to take down Aquaman and yes. Wonder Woman. They're at yes. war.
Yeah, I left that out. So yeah, Wonder Woman is what leads the Amazons. Aquaman leads mm-hmm. the Atlanteans. And in this one, like, he's actually, Arthur is the king. So right. King Arthur. And a few people are talking about how maybe they'd be interested, you know, but they're hesitant. And then Batman's basically like, after everybody's agreed to help, mm-hmm. Batman's like, no, I'm not going to do this. This isn't my problem.
Right.
And he bails out. And everybody else is just like, oh, well, Batman's out. This seems like a bad idea. And by the way, the reason Cyborg wanted Batman, he's like, you're the best tactician on the planet. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to assemble our forces to go and try to take them out, we need you with us.
Right.
And Batman's just like, nah, I don't think so. And then everybody else is just like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. So I know that we could probably finish this before my battery die or before this chapter ends, but maybe we could take a quick break and come up with a dramatic conclusion of Flashpoint number one.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. So we just have a little bit left to do on this. Sorry for the... I wish I would have timed it a little bit differently, but we had to stop to change batteries. So when we had just left, everybody was up on the roof with Cyborg, and Batman was just bailed out. He's like, yeah, this doesn't sound like my thing. And he leaves, so everybody else does. Then we got back to Barry, and Barry's in a car. And it's kind of funny. He's just sitting in traffic, and he's like literally beating his head mm-hmm. against the steering wheel because he's not used to moving this slow.
Yeah.
And there's a sign that says Gotham, 13 miles. So you can kind of put together what's going on.
Yeah.
And so we pull up, and the car is parked outside of a run-down, like, ramshackle mansion that you just assume is Wayne Manor.
The gates have some W's on them.
Oh, I didn't catch that. So, yes. I mean, we knew that's what it was anyway. He walks in, and he goes to the secret entrance that obviously he knows is there because...
Yeah, if you haven't caught the gist, like, Justice even League. Though everything's changed, like, he's very aware that he used to be
things
superpowered in flesh.
Things aren't the same, but things rhyme.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So there's a grandfather clock that he just, like, knocks out of the way, and he walks down through the secret passage, and we see a bat cave. But it's not like most bat caves we've seen. Like, normally you see gadgets and all kinds of vehicles and everything. But this is like...
It's a very minimalist take.
Yeah.
It's more cave.
There's it's a cave with bats.
Yeah.
And there's
some wood tables.
There's two tables that have like a utility belt, and it looks like a bulletin board.
Yeah, there's like, not a computer inside that I'm seeing so far.
Not even sure if there's a phone line. And then, but there is like a display bulb. I don't know what that thing would be called. You know, like on Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
the thing that the rose exactly is there. Like that. But there's a gun, just one gun in there. And oh God, I forgot to mention. Like this whole time, we've been getting narrated.
Mm-hmm.
At the very beginning, it's like, I'm not the hero of this story. It's like just talking about meeting Barry and stuff like that. And we see that narration. I feel like it slipped away for a while, but it came back. And it's like, the first time I met Barry Allen, I almost killed him. And then does that say? Well, but it's like, but then again, I did say I'm not the hero of this story.
Right.
And Batman shows up, he grabs Barry and just throws him. He's like, who are you?
Yeah. Freaking out.
And he's like, Bruce, wait. You have to remember me. It's Barry Allen. And Batman's like, Bruce? And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm the Flash or whatever. And he's like, Bruce is dead. I watched him die. And Barry is like, the look on his face is like, oh my God, that means you're Thomas Wayne.
End of episode. End of issue.
End of issue, yeah.
So the significance of that, I have to assume that not everybody knows Thomas Wayne is Bruce Wayne's father. So yes. That means in whatever timeline or parallel universe we're in, that fateful night when that typically kicked off Bruce Wayne's path mm-hmm. to him becoming Batman, instead of his parents dying, he died.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Wayne, his father, took on the mantle of Batman instead of Bruce.
Yeah. So
I have always known that there was a story like that. I didn't mm-hmm. know it was Flashpoint.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And this is very the reason cool. that... You know, there's some echoes of this on the Button miniseries. Mm. And I wanted to go back and double check because I had a feeling that this was part of it.
Right.
And I was right. So, yeah, Thomas Wayne, which explains why everything's different in Gotham. Because, you know, Wayne owns a bunch of casinos, mm-hmm. which is a different type of, what's the word, ethical
right.
stance than we've seen in the past.
For sure.
And doesn't have tons and tons of gadgets and gizmo because it wasn't necessarily like Wayne Industries type right. thing with tons of R&D.
Mm-hmm.
So I still want to know, okay, so we know it's called Flashpoint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the significance of this is related to Flash, and we're right. assuming reverse Flash. I'm speaking purely hypothetically right now because, I mean, I watched the cartoon, I've seen the TV series, but I don't remember what the deal was. I'm just trying to remember exactly why this could all change because in my mind at this point, Reverse Flash went back in time to kill Nora Allen, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, he didn't kill her. Barry Allen did not become Flash. And that caused ripples that make Thomas Wayne become Batman.
The Amazons and the Atlantans go to war.
Yes. So, like, all of this because of the Flash, which, you know, I can understand the Flash is a very, very, very important hero.
Right.
So, but I'm going to go into a little bit of details on the other stories, mm-hmm. the tie-ins. Not a ton.
Right.
But I shouldn't have closed that. Excuse me. Oh, I opened right to it. So I'm just going to line out a little bit of some of the stuff that happens as we're in the Flashpoint timeline.
Right.
Universe. I don't know if it's a timeline.
Yeah, we don't have that information yet.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just a parallel universe entirely, but my gut is that something changed, and this is the Keystone Earth.
Right.
But it's different. So there's a Project Superman title series where Superman, Kal-El, crashed down in Metropolis, not in Kansas. And while this was all happening, the government was already experimenting with like metahumans.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had this one guy that was like supposed to get all these powers. And he kind of went out of control. And it was like, he's huge. He's like a giant, like
right.
three times the size of a normal human. And they send him out into the field, and he has a goal to accomplish, so he does it even at the expense of killing his entire team, mm-hmm. and he just doesn't care. And part of the, after a little while of him being in there, that's whenever Kal-El crashes
right.
in, and he's being held in the same place. Mm. And they like somehow are able to talk to each other
right.
And break out together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to be in there, but the guy who's like in charge of that was General Sam Lane, who was Lois Lane's father.
Right.
Sam Lane is famous for like not liking Superman, but mm-hmm. this is a different world. So right. it's all different.
Yeah,
so that's already a little weird, like a world without Superman. So I can understand certain things not happening.
Right. Okay. For sure.
And then Wonder Woman and the Furies, that's where Wonder Woman is like kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Like she knows that the island is there to be protected. And she basically sneaks out on a sailboat some night and runs into the Atlanteans and has issues and then is basically with them for a while. I can't remember if she was like kidnapped or just like goes willingly, but she realizes that the Atlanteans and the Amazons should be partners.
Mm-hmm.
So they work it out to where she's the prince. She's going to marry King Arthur and bring the two together. But while the wedding is happening, somebody kills Wonder Woman's mother.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually, we see it in the book, it was actually one of the Amazons that doesn't want this happening.
Oh, wow.
But she does it disguised as one of the Atlanteans. And then
which sparks the war.
So, exactly.
Right.
And then that leads to Atlanteans flooding West Europe, Wonder Woman and the Amazons take over, like, and then Themyscira gets like destroyed.
And then
I think they do it on purpose to try to kill off.
And then Great Britain Atlanteans. Becomes new Themyscira.
Yeah, they go and take that over. Craziness.
Yeah.
Then we go to Green Arrow Industries, and it's called Green Arrow more for like literal, like a green
right.
pointing arrow. But he's basically like
Bruce Wayne.
No, he's basically Tony Stark before Tony Stark becomes Iron Man. He's a weapons mogul.
Oh, wow.
And yeah.
And I was wondering if they were paralleling like Wayne Industries, Green Arrow Industries.
Okay. So maybe it filled some of that void
right.
in this world. I see yeah. what you're saying. Yeah. But as I was reading it the whole time, I was just like, this is before
like
Tony mogul. Stark went into the cave.
Right.
And all he cared about was, you know, look
money.
At how big my missile is.
Yeah.
And
that's funny.
But they do find some reasons to show him, to have him with a bow and arrow,
right.
just for whatever. But somebody like shows up and he ends up finding out that, like, I can't remember who this is. He finds out he has a daughter, but then she gets killed and he just doesn't even seem to care. Like, she's a pretty important person. Oh, daughter of Vixen, who was mm-hmm. a hero. But he just kind of plays it off like he didn't know who she was. So
right.
That was just the first issue. I can't remember if it goes on from there or if that was just us seeing, oh, yeah, this is what Green Arrow's up to right now. Nothing.
Right.
You know, like he tries to fight at some point and he's just terrible at
mm-hmm.
it. Oh, that's right. Okay, because Green Arrow, the way that he's getting all these weapons is they incarcerate supervillains, take their tech,
mm-hmm.
repackage it, and sell it. So, yeah.
Cool.
Then we have Lois Lane and the Resistance. Basically, Lois Lane is going undercover with the Amazons.
Ah,
I'm cool. still in the middle of that. I can't remember where that's going. Canterbury Cricket's confusing. I can't tell where that's going, but there's a whole bunch of DC heroes that are like bug related, and like Blue Beetle,
right.
a few other people like that, and they're basically all teaming up to do something. I haven't quite figured that out yet. That one's kind of
interesting.
I don't get it, but yeah. he ends up teaming up with kind of some of the more mystical
oh, cool.
people. Then we had a really interesting one. This was the first one that I read, and I was like, okay, yeah. Deadman and the Flying Graysons.
Mm.
So Robin,
right.
Nightwing. Deadman is an acrobat in there, just like the Flying Graysons. And basically, they're in Europe trying to stay in the mainland, you know, away from the coast. And they had a decent show, and they take off. But the next place they land, after they leave, the Amazons come and attack the previous place because there's this sign that they're promoting for this guy who's like a fortune teller.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about DC, you would recognize this guy as wearing the helmet of Dr. Fate.
Dr. Fate, yeah.
So, and very this cool. is a very significant, like the helm of Naboo
yeah.
or something like that. So they're coming after that and mm-hmm. basically just destroying every town they need to go through
right.
to find this helm.
Yeah, Dr. Fate is an interesting DC character to me. For those of you who don't know, and I'm not an expert by any means, but he's in ways very much like DC's version of Doctor Strange, like Master of the Mystical Arts kind of thing. But his thing is that the powers reside in this golden helmet, and whoever puts it on gets all those powers. But the catch 22 is that when you put it on, you can't take it off. He doesn't let you go. Like you're kind of trapped in it. And of course there are interesting ways in which they mm-hmm. get the mask off and on people, and sacrifices that are made to that helmet to like, we're all going to die if somebody doesn't put that helmet on and get the power of Dr. Fate right now.
It's a little different in this one.
Is it?
Like he puts it on, takes it off whenever he wants.
Oh, cool.
But this guy, I don't know. He seems not above it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, he doesn't really care.
Right.
You know, he's running, trying to save himself. But at some point, they're riding into the next town and he has his helmet on and it shows. He sees, oh, I actually screenshotted it because I felt like it was that important. I'm going to do this to show you.
Yeah.
And I'll put it up on the thing.
Yeah, it sounds like I need to check this one out for sure. Dr. Fate is, I only know most of it from like the DC animated stuff is where I've learned most of my stuff, but he was always a very intriguing, interesting character to me. All your comic book screenshots.
So he saw, this was his vision. So you see, he's having a vision of Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and Green Lantern as they are.
Right.
But also visions of current ones. And he makes a comment. He was like, League of Champions that never united. And a lost soul who found a home. And he's making a comment about Barry. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Right.
Lightning strikes twice, Barry. And that was something, one of the comics ended that we just read with, I think it's the one we just read. Mm-hmm. And he's like, does lightning strike twice?
Right.
Wondering, like, will the Flash come about? So I was just like, I made a note. I was like, ooh, okay, Dr. Fate, he's seeing something. So it's not just that it's gone. It's just that it's changed. Maybe we can get it back.
Right.
So then we move on. Oh, in the course of that, Dick Grayson's parents all die.
Mm-hmm.
And Dead Man dies also. But he's like a ghost now. And he's basically in charge of keeping Dick Grayson safe. And because Dr. Fate got killed and a couple other people have been killed, if I remember correctly, I think Dick Grayson is the one in charge of the Helm of Naboo.
Right.
And running away with it right now.
Cool.
So
that's cool.
Then we have the Grodd of War book, which is interesting. Grodd is like this super intelligent giant gorilla. And in this, like they kind of don't even go over it, but he has an army of gorillas and he's managed to take over the entirety of Africa, like all of it.
Wow.
And this book is just about him being kind of dejected, like, yeah, no, but it, whatever. He's wanting to fight the strongest people. And he brings them in and just kills them with no trouble.
Right.
And the last thing is like, all right, ready our troops. We're going to invade Europe. And his chief, whatever, is like, but that's a suicide mission. He's like, yeah, I hope so. Because he's just like over it.
Right.
So that was just an interesting take.
Yeah. Isn't he typically a villain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And then we have the Legion of Doom, which I don't know. It was more of a following of they called him in here. Rory, he's the guy with the gun, the fire gun.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's basically him following, and he's in prison, and he keeps getting Plastic Man to like be snuck in inside somebody. And then like come out and then he breaks his way out. It's, I don't know. I can't quite tell how that one's important yet.
Right.
But,
and these are all direct Flashpoint connecting
yes.
titles.
Yeah. I mean, they end up, they're all in this prison that like flies. And when Rory gets control of it, he's angry at Cyborg because Cyborg is the reason that he is in there. So he's just like, well, we're going to take this thing and crash it into Detroit and destroy Detroit because that's where Cyborg is.
Right.
Then we go to the last collection, Green Lantern, and the we have Abin Sur, which we saw in the last one, which is the one who's supposed to give the ring to Hal Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And very similar things kind of happen. He tries to give it to him, but he ends up surviving.
Ah.
So, but he has been sent to Earth because the Guardians, like the Green Lantern is this entire like police force, interstellar police force.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been sent because there's some white being, like a ghost looking thing that is on the planet that if it dies, everybody's going to die, like the universes.
Right.
So they've sent him to retrieve that. But Abin Sur, like, doesn't just want to go and get that. He knows that there's problems on Earth between the war.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps saying, like, how important every life is.
Right.
And he wants to save everybody, not just that. But the Guardians actually make a comment about Flashpoint.
Oh.
So I think I screenshotted that too.
Yeah, that character that you're describing kind of takes on, in many ways, the mantle of Batman. You know, this void from Batman right now, like wanting to save everyone, you know, take up on the thing on his own back.
Like, but yeah, they're basically just, they're showing this, and if Earth is lost, all life will be destroyed.
Oh, wow.
And
but so then, you're playing off that being that anchor planet, mm-hmm. right? Or what was the term they used?
Keystone.
Keystone, yeah.
And cool. but the another guy, I forgot what his name was. The other guy.
Oh.
He's like the guy who's always the bad.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah, there's a lot going on. You could read all of those, but if it were me, I'd read Project Superman just to see what the deal is with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dead Man and the Flying Graysons. And Green Lantern to kind of get your own take on that.
Excuse me. I'm surprised there was no Bat Book going on during all this.
There might be some.
Maybe there's after a Thomas this. Wayne.
Yeah, I haven't looked beyond this yet. I mean, I feel like there has to be now. I think the if they had done that, we would have had to know that it was Thomas Wayne before Flashpoint 1.
Okay,
so I bet you there will be one after this and we'll see Thomas.
Cool. That was a lot.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on with Flashpoint, and I'm really curious to see how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you ready to transition in some lightning round trivia?
Sure.
We're going to transition into our lightning round trivia, where our questions are faster than the turn of events that we find out that Thomas Wayne is now Batman.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
That was quick.
I thought it was just really angry Bruce Wayne.
Yep.
Although he's always kind of angry inside, I guess.
This is different angry, though.
Yeah. Who wants to go first? You want to go?
I'll go.
Do it.
So I tried to come up with questions and I gave up and just went with one of the old standbys of first appearance of insert hero here.
I'm going to laugh because I also did one of those. We'll see if we did the same one.
Cyborg.
That's what I did. It actually happened. Well, what do we do?
I don't know.
We actually, technically, we said if this ever happened, we were going to quit the podcast.
All right.